According to a new poll by the think tank Compass, 68% of people believe the government should be introducing a lending rate cap on things such as credit cards, store cards, and even what they call payday loans. 7 in 10 want the government to provide alternative sources of affordable credit via post banks or credit unions and community development finance initiatives, no less. Currently, 1.2 million people owing £1.2 billion in those payday loans alone. Well, joining us now, Gavin Hayes, General Secretary of Compass, behind this research. Good morning. Thanks for coming in. First of all, what's a payday loan then, and why are they so damaging?
Well, this is a short-term loan, usually over a short-term period, but some short-term lenders are charging in excess of 2,500% APRs for these loans. And often this puts people in a spiral of debt that they can't get out of and causes huge problems for people.
I mean, this used to be called loan sharking, and this is one of the charges that's been made on even credit cards, that it's legalised loan sharking.
Yeah, and that's right. And the government has, in fact, committed to taking action on storing credit cards. However, what it hasn't yet committed to do is taking action on the unsecured credit market, the payday loans. And obviously, when we've got these excessive rates of in excess of 2,500%, we believe that the right policy would be a lending rate cap to cover all consumer credit.
Is the difficulty, though, when you get an unsecured loan, that you can understand why a lender may want that, extra safety net to assume that people are not going to keep this loan outstanding, that you have to pay it off quickly to avoid such charges?
Sure, but I mean, the problem is that a lot of these lenders are charging excessive rates. Sure, they might need to charge a little bit more because it's a short-term loan.
Or perhaps not explaining. I mean, that's the other issue, that, people don't realise they're going to get to these rates.
Well, it is often clear what the rates are, but then the problem is that often the default setting on a lot of these loans is that they renew from month to month and month. And obviously, if you're paying an interest rate in excess of 2,500%, that soon adds up.
But is it also the case that when you go to most people and say APR, they just don't know what you're talking about? When you actually try to work out what the rate of interest will be over a certain period, most people have real difficulty trying to understand.
Yeah, I think there are problems around the transparency of in terms of a lot of lending. Yeah. And what it actually means is that some lenders are actually charging up to £82 for every £100 borrowed. And obviously this is causing huge difficulties for
people. When the base rate is 0.5%.
0.5%, exactly.
Extraordinary, isn't it?